Welcome to Flyover Conservative Podcast with David and Stacey Whited, where we break down current events and examine culture through the lens of conservative Christian values.
Today on the Flyover Conservative Podcast, we have a man that has become not only a friend of Stacey and I, but he's become a friend of the show. He's somebody that we lean on for insights. He does about as much research as anyone that I know. And there's nobody cut exactly from the same cloth that understands charts, markets, finances, runs it through a lens of biblical prophecy and says, hey, here are big dates in time that are happening. You need to be aware of the one, the only, Bo Pulney.
Thank you, Stacey. Thank you, David. God bless both of you and your family. So thank you for having me.
Welcome. You're always a highlight for us. We love doing the shows with you.
Listeners love it. People hang on what you say. And the thing is, more than about anyone that I've ever known, there's this track record of hey, this is a big date in time. Your kind of tagline is an analyst of time. I don't know that was a career path they had when I was in high school and I met with my guidance counselor. They're like, you can be a fireman, a policeman, you can be an analyst of time. They didn't have that on the category list, but you chose that anyway, kind of created your own field. And when you analyze time, you see these trends that go back thousands of years and say, this is, and it's like, bam, Roe Wade overturned, bam, this happened. And like, you don't get hung up in the sauce of exactly, you know, calling your shot on each thing. But there's some dates that are so big and so monumental that you can tell God's at work. You can tell something is going to happen, and they lay out, and they always do. And we're in the middle of your biggest, predictions of all time. The stuff we started talking about last week in Nashville, and the stuff that God's been giving you, and the way it ties in with prophecy and your time charts. It's unbelievable.
No, you're exactly right. The timing of events is crazy. You know, do I get everything right 100%? Absolutely not. It's not possible, right? Because the only perfect one is God, period, right? Son Jesus Christ. My point is, but some of the forecasts, some of the cycle time points that we get blow my mind. Mm-hmm. Like to know that, that an event's going to happen in the year 2020 and April 20th, and sure enough, that oil goes to -$38 a barrel. That was forecast 3 months in advance, right?
Wow.
Then we also knew September 17th or September 18th was going to be a huge day in 2020, only to find out Ginsburg died, right? Mm-hmm. And then February of 2020, only to say, that the markets are going to crash in the month of March, to have it happen exactly like that, right? Mm-hmm. And all of these calculations were what? Out of the Bible. Okay, I took calculations from the Bible and applied them onto present day. And when I say present day, I mean like in the Bible, that which has been will be again. So you look at in the scriptures, right? It rained for 40 days and 40 nights. Okay, so from when oil went to zero, 40 days and 40 nights, George Floyd riots. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? On that exact day, on that day. Exactly. And on that day, that was a second seal of Revelation opened. Okay. Peace was taken from the earth. It was happened to be Pentecost. Seals open on feasts. So, the first seal opened was Corona. It happened on Hanukkah. And so it's incredible. But when a seal opens, and this again, what I do, it's what is Revelation, right? It's a portrait. We're getting revealed information. Yeah. So every time I'm on with you, I get more revelation. So I got some slides today that blew my mind, but I just put them together in the past 3 days, and I was up till 3 a.m. working on this stuff because when it gets me, I can't stop doing it. I got to keep going. I keep going until it's as best as I can put it together. But as I make the slides, more revelation comes out. So all I'm saying is that we are at an incredible time point, and this is literally based on Hitler, on Esther, on Haman, Purim, eclipses. Like, I don't know how to better describe all this, but God creates what? The end from the beginning.
Yep.
And so these important time points that end up happening, we're not doing numerology. We're literally taking, it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. The water kept rising for 150 days and boom, Ruth Bader Ginsburg dies in that cycle. So it's incredible how that which has been will be again. And so all we're waiting for now is we've got the first seals opened, and it's a worldwide phenomenon, Corona. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that was a worldwide phenomenon.
Yep.
The second seal opened, Pentecost, George Floyd riots, peace was taken from the earth. What happened? Riots have rotated around the world, all over the world, ever since that exact day. And so what are we waiting for? We're waiting for the greatest financial event, the greatest wealth transfer in human history.
Woo.
Proverbs 13:22, the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous, for the church. So why haven't we seen that happen yet? Well, because we haven't, first off, seen the fulfillment of the third seal manifesting of Revelation. When that event happens, it will be a worldwide phenomenon. Mm-hmm. It'll be all over the world, gold and silver, Haggai 2, verse 8, the silver and the gold are mine, saith the Lord, will become the money of choice, the new monetary system around the world. Mm-hmm. Not like in the United States. No. Around the world, the fiat money system will break because what is the third horse, the third seal? It's a black horse and its rider has scales in his hands. So what does that mean? Well, black represents the angel. The revelation I received is the angel of death. Mm-hmm. So as much as we're looking forward to things changing, it's going to be coupled with immense deaths across the globe. Particularly, probably in one specific day is when this all going to start. My best guess right now would be in the month of April is when this is going to go down. So we'll see, but April directly correlates with Passover and what happened to Pharaoh, the angel of death visiting Pharaoh, Egypt, killing Pharaoh's firstborn, and all of Egypt's firstborn, including the beasts. So we're at this point in time where everything's coming together, but the third seal has not manifest. So it's a black horse represents death, but the rider's got scales in his hand. So what does that mean? Well, go back to the last time in the Bible, right? The writing on the wall. Mene, mene, tekel, upsharsim. You have been weighed in the balances and found wanting. Why? Because at that time, they were mocking God.
Yep.
Belshazzar mocking. They drank out of the golden chalices, mocking God. And the writing on the wall appeared. Belshazzar freaks out, calls up Daniel. Daniel does the interpretation. What's the interpretation? You've been weighed in the balances and found wanting, meaning your whole financial system is just completely messed up. Your kingdom has come to an end and will be given to the Medes and the Persians. And that night, Belshazzar died. Darius came in, took over Babylon, and prophecy was fulfilled within 24 hours. All of it happened suddenly. So why hasn't it happened? Because when God the Father moves, when Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit make this thing event manifest, it'll be a worldwide phenomenon, number one. It's going to happen on a feast, okay? We know that because the first and the second seals opened on feasts, which means that the third seal manifestation will be on a feast, including later on the fourth seal. So the seal's going to, so when's the next manifestation? When is the next feast? Well, Purim, March, and specifically Passover in April. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the third seal is going to manifest. When it manifests, it's going to be horrible, horrible for some, and incredible for others. And that's how this is going to play out. God is a loving God. He's created you, me, the viewers, right? Even the evil ones, he loves, right? Mm-hmm. As much as God loved Pharaoh and Fauci and all these other ones, all these present-day pharaohs, however, they dug in their heels and they chose to not turn from their wicked ways. And so now this is the crazy part. The evil ones of today, they don't realize who their enemy is. It's not us. Oh, no, it's not us. Their enemy is the creator.
Yeah. Yep.
Their enemy right now, God gave them 2 years to turn from their wicked ways. They've chose to dig in their heels, not turn from their wicked ways. And now their enemy is God. Their enemy, they don't even realize who they've pinned themselves up against. This is going to be crazy what's about to go down. But we know specifically, right? God the Father will not be mocked. What does Galatians 6 verse 7 say? Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man soweth, thus shall he reap. So I think that's probably a great place to start this whole talk.
It is. This is incredible, Bo.
But I want to make sure people that are listening on audio only, if you're on the radio, if you're on Apple or Spotify, Podbean, one of these places, you can send a text to 40509, the word Bo, 40509, the word Bo, and you can have access to these slides. They'll come in a Dropbox download. And then if you have access to the screen, Bo also has a QR code.
You want to click on page 2.
Yeah, it'll send you to his website. Now, if you're just listening, you can go to gold2020forecast.com. It kind of gets you into Bo's world. I don't want to speak out of school here or anything, but Bo's used these systems. He's followed to track time to create his own wealth. He's on here as a gift to be able to make this information available to the body of Christ. And so we feel very blessed and grateful for that. And he just kind of puts it out there and makes it available. This is what he does. He even has places where you can go and look at his charts, and he gives information. And hey, here's what I'm looking at when it comes to, cryptocurrencies and different things like that. But if you follow the QR code on the screen, it gets you over into his world. If you want a copy of these charts, you can text 40509. And just text the word Bo, and you can get access to all that. Use promo code FLYOVER, and he gives you guys all a big discount if you want access to his charts and things as well. So we thank you for all of that, making this stuff available. And God's gifted you in a unique way. Mm-hmm. Like everybody, people we work with, a lot of them, different doctors, different people. You're uniquely gifted for seeing what's happening with this transference of wealth, which is going to cripple the enemy's plans.
And your relationship with the Lord, you say the last few days, he's given you downloads. And we're really excited to hear what he's been saying about dates that are coming up and things that are going to be happening. It's exciting, but prophetically, those are things that we're hearing. Kent Christmas has been talking about the death angel in 2023. Those are things that he's been also sharing. But Amanda Grace was talking about separation of the wheat from the chaff. That's also been talked about by Robin Bullock. Those are big words that are coming out of them and what's happening in 2023. And that's exactly what you're saying right here.
And that's the point, right? Because the truth is in two or three witnesses. Mm-hmm. So it's so important to understand that I can say X, Y, and Z, but if there's no witness to what I'm saying, right, then there's no strength to it. And is it the truth would be the big question, right?
Right.
But if I can give this presentation and I can give scriptural reference to it as being one of the proofs, okay, the one of the witnesses, and then you've got Robin Bullock, Kent Christmas, mm-hmm. Amanda Grace, overlaying witness upon witness upon witness, that's the point, right? So everything in this presentation is witness upon witness upon witness. Mm-hmm. It's not one witness. There's like three or four or five witnesses to this truth that we are speaking about. And that is how you know it comes from the same source, from God the Father, the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. So that's a great point, and thank you for bringing that up, because it's so critically important to understand how all this plays out. And God, yes, I believe. I don't know. I didn't know why I do what I do. He called me out. He gave me the name of the analyst of time. I'm like, hey, that makes sense, because what do? I study the timelines in the Bible, overlay them on present day, and then I blow my mind. Because I'm like, how does this stuff happen? How does it happen? Every day, like, how does this happen? I don't get it, but I know how it happens, because God creates he writes the end from the beginning. You don't believe me? Go read Daniel 2. Every single kingdom that has existed, that is described by Daniel 2,500 years ago, every one of those kingdoms have come to pass. The only part that we are missing, and this directly correlates with third seal, okay? The only part that's missing is Daniel 2, verse 34. And listen to the words closely. And a stone carved out by no human hand. What does that mean? It means man doesn't do it. A stone carved out by no human hand, meaning God intervenes in this evil satanic system, this Babylonian system, and he destroys the statue of Babylon. And that, and how does he destroy the statue of Babylon? It's very simple. How do they build Babylon? With the money. Mm-hmm. With the money. So we're talking early in the, before the, you know, the pre-show. The point is the money allows the bribes and the payoffs. And so the whole world is based on bribes and payoffs.
Yeah.
They create money out of thin air. They pay everybody off. And if that doesn't work, they basically will blackmail you. But if not, they'll just pay you more money, right? They just keep creating more money because that's what they've done. We're in the trillions upon trillions upon trillions of dollars now. And so that's enough to basically buy and pay off the world. And so that's what they've been doing. And so God knows that. The stock market could crash 1,000 times. I don't care. I'm going to repeat. I don't care about the stock market. What I'm watching closely is the collapse of the U.S. dollar. Mm-hmm. When the dollar collapses, that will mark the collapse of Babylon. Why? Because the bribes will no longer work. If someone was being paid $1 million or $10 million or $50 million for as hush money, then the dollar crashes. Unfortunately, the hush money ain't working anymore, and they're going to want real right. assets. Mm-hmm. What's that? Haggai 2, verse 8. The silver and the gold are mine, saith the Lord. They're going to want cryptocurrencies, honest ledger, because you can't hide the transactions. So gold and silver cryptocurrencies are going to go insane when Babylon falls. Period. Mm-hmm. Because the world now, and so to keep the hush money is going to now, the people to keep everybody hushed, they're going to want real assets, paintings, you know, they're going to want gold and silver, mm-hmm. cryptocurrencies. They're going to want real assets that cannot be assets that cannot be created out of thin air, because the whole financial system has been created out of thin air. It's an absolute fraud. And so, and where were all the deals done? In the dark. Mm-hmm. Where does Satan operate? In the dark. The bribes are to keep things that are done in dark secret. Right? When the secrets, when the bribes don't work anymore, then the secrets come out. Mm-hmm. And how, you know, and what is a secret? It's the light. It's the truth. What does the Bible say about the truth? The truth will what?
Set you free.
Bingo. And what's about to happen in 2023? The truth will set us free. That is what's about to happen.
Yep,
there you go. You know, and how does that, you know, it's all coincidence. There's no coincidences, but it's, you know, 2020 free.
Yep.
You know, we're going to be set free. And so this is how it's all playing out. So if we can start off on slide one. So this is like some of the newer revelation that I've just received. So we are directly, what's happening right in front of us right now is directly related. One of the cycles is directly related to Hitler. Well, how does that happen? Okay, well, let me explain. Today is January 31. Yesterday is the 90-year anniversary of when Hitler came to power. Yesterday. Mm. So we are at 90 years from when Hitler came to power. This is insane, but this is what's happening. Now, this is the crazy part about how God planned the end from the beginning, because this doesn't happen. I went forwards and backwards in time, and it never happens. Purim never lands consecutively on an eclipse. But it did.
Wow.
It did at the time of Hitler. So before he came to power, Hitler came to power on January 30th of 1933. The Purim, the eclipse and the Purim right before that was on March 22nd, and it was an eclipse. And then once he's in power, the first Purim again comes on an eclipse. And that was March 12th of 1933. So the two eclipses on Purim marked the birth, you know, of the evil system of Hitler. And he came to power. Now, it's really interesting how all this plays out, because if you go to page 7, I'm not sure if you and your viewers understand, but the importance of 322. So 322 is the skull and bones number. So all the global elite, all the ones at Davos, they all pledge allegiance, especially for the third Masons of 33 degree, they pledge allegiance to the skull, okay? And that skull, basically called the skull and bones, and it's their number, for whatever reason, is 322. So why did a movie come out, Olympus, which is, you know, the United States, right? The Olympus has fallen. It came out on March 22nd of 2013 on the exact day. If you do the research on the Skull and Bones, all of it relates to 322. So it's interesting that if you go back to the first slide, Purim, the very first one, just happened to occur on 322, the Skull and Bones number.
Interesting.
So it's just, and it happened to be Purim, and that started these crazy events that are going down. So now if we go to page three, so this is like the revelation that I've just got. So if we look at Purim, so Purim, the fact that Purim lands on an eclipse, it never happens, but when it happens, it's got to be of God, meaning it's a marker. And so what's basically happening right now is as of yesterday, we're 90 years from when Hitler took power. Then we've got an eclipse coming on April 20th. We've got three in a row. So the year 2025, 2026, and 2024, 25, and 26. So the next 3 years are actually the Purims occurring exactly on a eclipse. So, David or Stacy, what happened at Purim? What happened? Tell us the story. Tell me the story. Give the audience an understanding of what happened at Purim. It's a story of Esther and Haman. Haman? So discuss what happened to Haman.
Hung on his own gallows.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If I remember the story, you know, accurately, he was I don't want to mess this up. Go ahead. I got it close enough. We've done shows on it, but go ahead. I don't want to.
So the point being was that Haman built 10 gallows because he hated the Jews. He wanted to kill the Jews. Mm-hmm. And one of them was Mordecai. He wanted them all hung and he wanted to kill all the Jews. Esther prayed. They fasted. The point being is at the end of the day, it was all pre-planned because the 10 gallows that were built for the Jews end up being for Haman and his brother and his sons. So ten, Haman, including his sons, all hung on the gallows.
Man.
It's interesting because in World War I, at the end of that, we're talking Hitler, right? So those that worked for Hitler, 11 were put to the gallows. One committed suicide with cyanide. So that, again, 10 hung on the gallows. And then when you read Revelation, the 10 kings of the earth give their power to Antichrist. So all of this is rolling around the Purim time window. And so all I'm saying is, this is what I wrote here, just to be very clear so we can get to it. Beginning in April of 2023, so this April, God's glory is expected to manifest. Why? Because it's feast, right? Passover. And continue for the next 3.5 years into the end of 2026, putting events of end time and times on hold as God brings vengeance to those who mocked him, bringing in 2020, beginning this year, 2023, the next 3.5 years is harvest. Therefore, because we have three consecutive eclipses on Purim, which never happens. So therefore we should expect the Haman effect for the next 3 years. And so therefore those many like Haman are going to hang. And so don't be surprised that we're literally going to see military hangings here, maybe this year or next, but whatever, the next 3 years, this is going to be biblical how this all plays out. And it's directly related to Esther and, you know, and Haman and Purim. All of this is lining up right now. And we go to the next page. We talk about timeline, right? So if we're looking at the next page here on page four, you've got January 20th through the 30th. So this was like all these crazy things are happening in the world right now based on timeline. And we also, I've talked on your show as well, we talked about January 24th, 1-2-4. Well, guess what happened? The doomsday clock was updated on 1-2-4. So you want to talk, so how did that happen? But it did. So my point is, you know, studying timelines and the number patterns, they updated the doomsday clock on January 24th, 124, we said something's going to happen on that date.
Yep.
On the 24th.
On the 24th.
Let me make sure I'm grabbing the point right as well, as far as the hangings, the gallows, these things. You tied that in earlier with a shift in currency, because you can no longer pay the bribes. And yes, we know it's a, you know, what kind of a show Sean Hannity leads with on Fox has much to do with who his sponsors are, mm-hmm, you know, which is all kind of a form of all that happening. We're seeing things daily with Biden's records and documents, and they're tying to bribe money that's flowed through his son. You know, there's this corrupt underbelly of finances with Nancy Pelosi and insider trading. You know, like Joe Rogan's done whole shows on it. The money is the corruptness that allows all of that to happen. Like you said, it happens in dark under the table. So with that currency shift and the money that they're using to make that happen, when that becomes devalued, when we're probably going to get more into the BRICS nations, and you see what's happening there, even as recent as over the last week, when that dollar is attacked, all of a sudden people don't have the ability to pay off the silence, and then things become more public. Then things become, the accountability begins. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. If you're the one accepting the bribes, as an example, right, you're not going to want the dollar as payment to keep your hush continue. So you're going to want payment in something of value. So you're going to want, say, pay me in cryptos, pay me in gold, pay me in silver, you know, pay me in something that is of value that I want, right? And so people, you know, we here in the United States, we've never seen a currency collapse, right? Because the United States dollar has been around for how long? But other countries like Europe and stuff have seen what happens when mm-hmm. Their national currency suddenly devalues. Mm-hmm. And so we've never witnessed this. So most people in the United States don't get what we're talking about. But go study the history of money, and you'll come to understand the United States is the one currency that stood the longest test of time. But this is the problem, right? If you read Revelation, the world has become Babylon, the world has become drunk with Babylon, right? Mm-hmm. And what does that mean? It means the world become drunk with the money.
Yep.
The money is how the world became drunk. Mm-hmm. And so now the world is drunk with the money. And they're all hypnotized by it. And when God intervenes, it's the flipping of the tables. Everything you thought was normal that we grew up with suddenly changes.
Right.
And the money supply, and the money's how they did it. You know that saying, you know, how'd that happen? Follow the money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That saying came from somewhere.
Right. Now, are you saying also, Bo, that are there going to be an eclipse around Purim again in 2023 through 2026?
So what's happening specifically with the eclipses, it's rather interesting, because what's happening is there is an eclipse in April 20th, right after Passover.
Okay.
So right after Passover, there's a full eclipse. There's a solar eclipse right after Passover, like 6 or 7 days after Passover. And then this is the interesting one. So in the year 2024, next year, the year 2025, and the year 2026, the Purim is on eclipses for the next 3 years consecutive.
Just like when Hitler was in there in 1932, 1933.
Right. And so you can go back and study and analyze, you know, what Purim landing on eclipses, it doesn't happen. And then if it does happen, the fact that it happens consecutively, and we've known that specifically, that we've talked about the Red Sea miracle that's coming, right? We've talked about Haman, Purim and Haman. So other prophets have spoken about this. This is not me making this up. No. Other prophets have referenced and made reference to this directly. And so my point is, and now we come to realize how important Purim really is, because basically the Haman effect means for the next 3.5 years, what Haman planned for the church is coming to the Hamans of this world.
Yeah. Wow.
So for the next 3.5 years, we're going to have the Haman effect of these people falling and collapsing and falling and just literally destruction of everything that they have built. Mm-hmm. So that's what's coming. And, you know, we've talked about the seven hills, right? The seven hills start collapsing, you know, and again, it all comes down to the first domino. That first domino is the collapse of the dollar, the BRICS nations. So, you know, if you go on page four, now that everything's happened, so we're at 90 years from Hitler coming to power. We're at 50 years. Roe v. Wade was on January 22nd. Okay. So now thou shalt consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout the land. So we're at 50 years for the Jubilee. So we're at all these cycles of time have now come together. And so we're just waiting for a moment in time for things to start to shift. So looking at the patterns, we could see something happen as early as late this week into early next week. That could be the first starting point. Why? Because so many things have happened already. Now, I don't know what could happen or where will it happen. I'm just saying charts are pointing that we could see something triggering here with precious metals, maybe cryptocurrency as well, moving aggressively starting somewhere in that with the first week of February. So we'll watch, okay? But ultimately, that takes us into the next slide here on page five. And it all comes down to this first part of the third seal. The third seal specifically is that horse with the scales in his hands. So we go to the following page, page six. The page five has just too much details to get into right now. But page six talks about Isaiah 61. And so Jesus Christ, the last time I was on your show, I think we played the clip, but Jesus Christ did not read the last line of Isaiah 61, where it says, stated the day of vengeance of our God, specifically what, because it wasn't time. But interesting, right? So think about this. So we've got the Purim cycle prophecy for the next 3.5 years of the Haman effect for 3.5 years on those that went against God. When Jesus Christ read Isaiah 61, he was the glory. Mm-hmm. He was the Jubilee. What is the Jubilee? It's the 50-year, start of the 50-year cycle. It's for the next. So he was the Jubilee for 3.5 years, and then he died on the cross, only to be resurrected on the third day. So how insane is this? But Christ had a ministry for 3.5 years. The Haman effect is 3.5 years starting now. Confirmed with the eclipses on Purim starting now, and then specifically 2024, 2025, and 2026. And there is your 3.5 years of glory on the earth. Wow. That's how this is going to play
and I think all the people of the earth, really, even the earth itself almost feels like it's crying out for justice. Mm-hmm. You know, you're two people are very tired of seeing just blatant crimes, criminal activity and injustice take place and being flaunted. It's not done in secret. It's actually being flaunted. Sin is being flaunted. And I think people are crying out for that. And so that will change the.
And what is the worst? And I'm just to interrupt, but what is the worst thing you could do to God? Destroy his creation, particularly his children, right? Mm-hmm. Look what they're doing to the kids now. They're going after the kids, right?
They are.
Gender affirmation, all that stuff. And forget, you know, abortion is really overturned, but now they're gender affirmation. Like they're not quitting, right? So the point is, that is like the most heinous thing you can do in God's eyes is go after the children. And so this is where we're at, this incredible, powerful time point. And so now that leads us. So we've talked about, you know, as February's beginning here, we're March, Purim, and then this is important. You go to page seven. So we've talked about 322. I'm telling you, there's an agenda potentially planned for 322. And it's interesting because if you go to page eight, okay, so from when Hitler took power on March 22nd of 1933, on page eight, what happened was, shortly thereafter, on again March 22nd, the first concentration camp of 1933. The first concentration camp opened up on Skull and Bones 3/22/1933. This March 22nd, this coming March 22nd, is the 90-year anniversary. I'm telling you, there's something planned. The reason being is because this is literally a clash of the titans. This is Satan versus God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
okay, well, we know this is going to end. You know, we know God wins, right? But this is going to be a massive event that's about to go down. Page 9 talks specifically about a third seal manifesting. So we're about to see the crash of the dollar because Babylon's about to go down. Page 10 specifically talks about third seal. There is your horse, black horse with the scales in his hands. Page 11 is the wealth transfer that's about to happen, the greatest financial event in human history. Again, Proverbs 13:22, the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous. And you earlier mentioned Kent Christmas. You're right. Mm-hmm. He specifically stated the angel of death is now on the earth. Mm-hmm. He's on the earth, the angel of death, the one that killed Pharaoh's firstborn and the firstborn of all of Egypt. And so that takes us into this important page here, slide 13, because slide 13 is Passover, and that's April 13th. This is the last day of Passover. So this would be the day that the angel of death showed up to Pharaoh. Mm-hmm. Does it happen this year again like this? I don't know. I'm telling you, it's a feast, and the third seal is about to open, and it's really close that this is about to go down. So no one knows exact day or hour this is going to go down, but we are literally at a very, very powerful time point because a massive feast is coming. And so that takes me to the BRICS nations on page 21, actually page 20, right? You cannot sell the US dollar and anything. You cannot sell oil for anything but the US dollar. You don't believe me? See what happened to Saddam Hussein, yep, and Gaddafi, okay? So now we've got the prophecy of Kim Clement, the brothers of Goliath, which are the BRICS nations. Stand and glee, we will cripple you. So they're about to attack the United States dollar. The United States dollar, mark my words, is very shortly about to lose its status as the world reserve currency. Many other countries are not going to accept the dollar as payment. Period. So why did gold and silver become money? Because people still need to transact. Why did cryptocurrency ultimately be going to use them to transact across large distances? Because we're a worldwide people. Mm-hmm. And so that takes us to, so we've talked about the 24th, how the doomsday clock was the 24th is page 22. A lot of crazy things have happened on the 24th, and the most recent is a doomsday clock. So that was, you know, another wild event for the 24th. And so now we've got an act of war, page 23. We've got the Kremlin selling oil for rubles. I'm telling you, this is an act of war. And then Saudi Arabia now just announced on January 17th that they will accept payment for oil in other currencies. This is an act of war. Expect military conflict. Now, this is what I want to get across to the viewers. Very important, page 24. Okay. Page 24 specifically talks about Matthew 24. And what does it say? Be not deceived. Okay. So you have to understand that Satan is pinned up, these evil ones, these that are going to have come against God. These are crazy, they're alpha predators, okay? They are now pinned up against a corner, in a corner, and they're not going to go down without a fight. So I'm telling you, do not be surprised that they pull the nuclear card. And we've talked about 322. So I'm telling you that potentially could be a very important time point, where, you know, they could be saying these things. But again, if you go back, and this is that gives you the comfort of understanding time, if you click to page 5, okay, you understand we're not in the tribulation, okay? The tribulation, based on my calculations, does not start until 2030. So we're only at third seal. Then we get immense blessings. We get the glory for the next 3.5 years on this earth. We're going to have hundreds of empty seats in Congress that get filled by we the people. The United States will be a beacon of light for the world. All of this is yet to happen and about to start like now. It's about to go down. Mm-hmm. And so then the third and the fourth seal later manifests. And that's, you know, later on, potentially somewhere in the 27th to maybe 2027, to probably closer to 2030 time window. So we're not in the Great Tribulation. So do not be deceived, going back to page 24, that we are at the nuclear war and, you know, Christ is about to return to stop, you know, stop a nuclear war. You must understand the times and the seasons. And this is not the time for the Third World War. Satan is a great liar. He's a deceiver. And anything that comes out of his mouth is nothing but a complete lie. Because the end, as Matthew states, is not yet. So next page, expect everything to go dark. Okay, where, you know, when Lazarus died, everybody was mourning. The United States must die. It's going to look horrible. It's going to look really ugly. And I believe the really ugly is going to happen in March. March, it could be really ugly. It could be February, but could March, maybe early April. But it's going to look really ugly. Everything's going to go black. And, you know, people are going to be freaking out. It's going to look horrible. But remember, what is baptism? It's a death to what? Life.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the United States is about to be reborn in God. In Jesus Christ. The United States is about to be reborn. I believe immense celebrations come on page 26. I believe immense celebrations are going to come honor about Pentecost. Why? Because the latter rain that was birthed on Pentecost in the year 2020, the latter rain, this May 28th, is 3 years old. We can talk. We can walk. We can do a lot of awesome things. And so what have the prophets stated? That there's going to be immense revival beginning.
Mm-hmm. Woo!
Why? Because the bride is now 3 years old. The bride can walk. The bride can communicate. At 3 years old, children are now beginning to be capable of doing things. And so now the latter rain is turning 3 years old. Look for immense revival coming across the world. Stadiums packed. So page 27, stadiums will be packed with people literally being told of stories of the prior event of eye vision coming back, legs drawing back. You want to talk revival? When Jesus Christ back to glory, when he was on this earth for 3.5 years, everywhere he went, crowds formed. Why? Because they wanted to see, they wanted a piece of the glory.
Right. Amen.
They wanted piece of the glory. We're about to see the Haman effect for the next 3.5 years. It's going to be incredible because the latter rain will be greater than the former rain. So all of this is out ahead. You know, Trump 45 does return. I believe if he's going to come back, you've got to have the collapse first. So I believe my best guess, May into June. So crazy's going on, February, March, freak out sessions, crazy stuff's going down. Mm-hmm. April, angel of death. And then so, and I believe my best guess will be May, June return. Why? Because he's got to come back and rebuild what God destroyed. God's going to destroy the financial system, Babylon. He's going to take it down. And then again, we need to transact. We need to buy things. You know, we're a nation of you know, we purchase things, so we need to buy food and these essentials. So someone's got to come back and rebuild this horrible thing that just went down, the collapse of the financial system that we grew up with is about to happen. Third seal of Revelation will manifest on a feast. The third seals of the manifest on a feast. And then page 29, harvest, this is harvest, this is harvest, this is harvest. What a man soweth, thus shall he reap. God will not be deceived. God will not be mocked. For whatever a man soweth, thus shall he reap. So this is harvest season. For some, it will be great, and for others, utter and complete hell. So there's more that we can go through, but basically, all of this is pointing to immense changes starting now. I think you'll like this, and then we can end it here. But page 30, this is the other revelation I just received, and this is a part of a Kim Clement prophecy, and it stated, we are the generation that will defy death. I think you will really appreciate this. Okay. So this is the revelation I received from from God, okay? So everyone, so in 1967, because it's really interesting how this went down, because page 31, the Arabs refused to recognize Israel's independence after what happened in the war of, let's see, after the Arab-Israel War of 1948-49, the Arab nation refused to recognize Israel as independent. Get it? So the world thinks that, you know, that Israel became independent in 1948-49, but that's not the truth because the Arab nation refused to recognize them. It wasn't until the Six-Day War. They fought for 6 days, and the seventh day they rested. It was over. And after the six-day war, Israel was officially born. Wow. So what is a genocide? So if you go back to page 30, how incredible is this, right? So page 30 shows a generation. If you read Psalm 90, verse 10, the years of our lives are 70. A generation is 70. So from 1967, 70 years forward is 2037, lining up perfectly with the timelines portrayed by Robin Bullock and Kent Christmas.
Wow.
So all of this is pointing to immense, immense shifting. The nation of Israel, this generation, actually, I was born in 1967. So
I was like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, how cool is that? So the point is, right, how incredible is all of this coming to being? God wrote the end from the beginning. He's showing me pieces to show the world. And so to me, this blows my mind when I do the research and I come to discover more and more pieces when everyone thought that Israel was born in 1948, but it wasn't because they weren't recognized as independent. What's an independent? When a child, when the umbilical cord is cut, they're independent. So it wasn't until after the Six-Day War when the umbilical cord was cut and Israel was officially independent. Live in biblical times.
Yeah. Wow.
You get by the events that are happening. Like there's no reason, in the natural that Netanyahu should be back in power in Israel,
right?
But he is,
mm-hmm.
Up until just recently, if Argentina was selling oil to Italy, it was done in the US dollar. Every trade, mm-hmm. everything that happened in oil was done in the dollar. Now they're on the stands at Davos saying the Saudi nations, we're done with the dollar. Mm-hmm. We'll take trades in any currency. Outside of that. So it's like, mm-hmm. they said, well, we'll still do business with the U.S. in the U.S. dollar, but we'll take any dollars. We're creating they're saying they're taking allegiance with China. They'll take their money with Russia. Mm-hmm. They'll take their money. So these things are all happening and it's right underneath of our feet in this moment. So,
So what does that create? See, because if Saudi Arabia only accepts payment in the dollar, right? That means a demand across the world for the dollar. So that would cause demand. So things that are demand prices go up, right? So that's how you support the price of the dollar. Now, if you're accepting payment for the oil in other currencies, including the dollar, but all currencies, as an example, right? Including gold, silver, and crypto, what happens is you create the opposite effect because there's no more demand for the dollar.
Mm-hmm. It's not artificially
propped up. So what you get is a flood of U.S. dollars, like the great flood mm-hmm. of Noah. You get the great flood of dollars back to the United States. And thus is your collapse of Babylon.
Man, so good.
Bo, thank you so much for this.
Again, everything that Bo covered today, you can just text 40509, text the word Bo. You can also go to gold2020forecast.com. Bo, thank you so much for your time. This has been incredible.
You are the best.
Are you having a hard time sleeping at night thinking, what are you going to do about your finances?
If you went back to 1920 and you had a $20 bill and you had 1 ounce of gold, you could go into a men's clothing store and you could buy an entire suit, the jacket, shoes, pants, belt, everything. Today, what would that $20 bill buy you? It wouldn't. You couldn't buy a handkerchief for the $20 bill, but that 1 ounce of gold would still buy you, even today, it would buy you an entire men's suit, shoes, belt, pants, jacket, everything. That's the difference. But today, that change is happening faster than ever.
And we know a guy by the name of Dr. Kirk Elliott that we've known for over 25 years. He has two PhDs.
This is who we're actually using. This is who our friends and family are using. And he's a guy we trust completely. And in today's era, you need somebody you trust. So go to flyovergold.com to learn how to protect yourself against an inflating dollar.
Do your feet ache and throb in pain with every step you take every day of your life? Well, kiss those days goodbye with slippers from MyPillow.com. How about that flimsy, flat little excuse for a pillow that's nothing but 8 hours of disappointment, causing you pain in your neck every single night? You can wake up with nothing but butterflies and rainbows around your head with a MyPillow pillow. Those hardwood floors hurting your old bones? No more with a MyPillow dog bed. Are your towels worn thin, flimsy, more patchy than Joe Biden's memory? There's nothing better than absorbent towels from MyPillow.com. For all of these products and more, go to MyPillow.com and use promo code FLYOVER for up to 66% off.
Welcome to the MyPillow 2.0 commercial. Miss Makeup.
Well, you look good.
And action.
You're sleeping even better.
Got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0.
It's a great name for Good. Cut. We got it.
Welcome to the set of the MyPillow 2.0, the most amazing pillow in history. That new technology is still the MyPillow's patented fill. And now we have new technology we didn't have back when I invented MyPillow that's going to help you sleep. It's absolutely amazing, and you're the first ones that can check it out. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code on your screen, and we brought back the buy one, get one free.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
We will shut you down, we will cite you, and if we need to, we will arrest you, and we will take you to jail. Period.
I wasn't thinking of the Bill of Rights when we did this.
But no amendment to the Constitution is absolute.
God actually spoke to me. He spoke about sacredness. He said to me, Kim, what I place in many, many people is sacred. And if anybody touches what is sacred to me, then it is the end for them. So what I've done in the United States of America is sacred. And there are people on every side that are trying to destroy what I deem sacred. And it's not going to happen.
This is the definition of criminal conspiracy, racketeering, and collusion. This is not a theory. This is evidence.
Because I have upheld this country to spread a light to the rest of the world. Go against the sacred thing that God put into the very heart and the soil of this nation. This was sacred to God.
This Reawakened Tour is literally what it means. It has reawakened the American heart.
For more great content, go to flyoverconservatives.com.